Now, I am delighted to say that I am joined on the line by three exceptionally bright young women who are Ava Bazang, Aoife Morris and Tiana Williams from St. Aloysius College in Carrigtwohill. And Ava, I'm going to start with you. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Would you know, the three ladies that I'm about to talk to have all received awards in last week's BT Young Scientists of the Year Awards. And Ava, would you like to tell our listeners what you got the award for?
I came third in the senior individual technology section.
And what was the project that you put forward first?
My project was the Becquerel roof, the solar roof of the future. So I designed a roof that can reduce your heating bills by approximately 20%. It can reduce the running cost of your heating from €1,200 annually to €0 annually, and can reduce your carbon footprint from approximately 400 grams to less than 72 grams. It's also considerably safer and cheaper than a standard slate roof.
And how, tell me, Ava, do you come up with an idea like this?
So I was sitting at home watching Room to Improve, and the house was installing a large quantity of solar panels. So I asked my dad, why don't we have solar panels in our house? And he explained to me a big, long list of reasons why they aren't the best idea. So then I naively asked, so does that heat the house then? And he goes, no. So I was like, how does solar panels heat the house? And he was like, they don't. So I went into researching ways to heat your house with solar panels, and they were all really complicated. And I was 15 at the time, and I was just like, God, is there not an easy way to do it? Like, so I found an easy way of doing it, and it's really cheap, and it works really well from my experiments I did. So,
and that's just it, because it's one thing to say, do you know what, I'm going to go away, I'm going to find an easier way of doing this. And we've all had spotted stuff and gone, do you know what, that'd be a great idea if somebody invented this. You actually went away. Tell listeners about how you actually ran the experiment for this.
So I bought an insulated shipping container, the ones they use to transport meat carcasses to and from the factories. And I divided it in half using the same materials in the walls. And the reason I used an insulated shipping container is I didn't want the outside temperature affecting what was going on inside my experiment. So then I got sponsorship from Paso Sills in Yall, and they helped me build a prototype. And the prototype I built was actually completely recycled, trying to prove the point of, you know, stopping global warming. And so what I did was I attached the roof prototype to one room, and I left the other room as a control. And then I bought a weather station, and I put the weather station inside of the room with the roof installed, and I put its temperature display screen inside the control room. And I did that because the temperature display screen actually records the temperature of the room it's in, as well as displaying the temperature that the weather station records. So I had both temperatures on the one screen. So then I bought a nocturnal camera, the ones they use to take pictures of wild animals at night. And I set it in front of the display screen and set it to take a picture every hour on the hour for 24 hours. And I did this for 6 months. I had over 50,000 photos that I then analyzed and put into a graph. And after analyzing it, I found that approximately 20% extra heat in the room with the roof installed compared to the control room. So I proved my hypothesis right. So I was very happy with myself.
Now, remind me again, because you clearly have, you've so much knowledge, you've clearly looked at this, you surely must be in your 70s, are you, Ava? Ava, you must be. Remind listeners about how old you are.
I'm 17 and I've been working on the project since August of
20. Hats off to you. Absolutely hats off to you. Now, have you managed to secure a patent for your design yet?
I have a patent pending currently. I haven't got any confirmation back on it yet. But I applied for a 10-year patent. So.
And what is the hope? Do you hope to bring this into production? Do you hope that somebody will pick it up and run with the idea? What is your hope for the product?
Well, actually, last year I had an investor approach me and offer me €25,000 investment in the project. I'm also trying to get in contact with Kingspan, which is the leading building company in Ireland, to try and manufacture a professional product. Even at the BT, I had parents coming up to me and genuinely asking if they transferred €200 to my account, could they buy one of the prototypes I had made? So I've had loads of interest in this idea, and for 17-year-old, it's almost overwhelming to have so many people being up like, oh my God, this is amazing, and it's just there's so much interest in it.
Because you're in fifth year now, right?
Yes.
So obviously the Leaving Cert is next year. What is the plan after the Leaving Cert? Do you plan to go into the science field? Are you hoping that this will be up and running? Maybe you could focus on this. What are your hopes for the future?
I actually want to do architecture. And my main goal is to be able to build these beautiful houses, these modern beautiful houses that everyone wants, but to build them as cheap as possible and as energy efficient as possible, as like the new building regulations. They're called the NZ building regulations. They state all houses after 2020 must be built to a zero carbon emission standard. The Berlin Republic know these better as passive houses. And these are houses that there's no heating system in them. There's no fossil fuels being burnt. They're built by, they're heated by the people inside the house, the back of the fridge, light bulbs, etc. Like you probably know yourself, if you touch a light bulb after it's been on, it's very hot. And so this is what the passive houses or zero carbon emission standard houses use to heat their homes. So I want to build these houses really cheap and really pretty. So
Ava, I have no doubt but you will. Do you know what? I really have no. And do you know what? You said you started this off watching Room to Improve.
Yeah.
I'm guessing in 5 to 10 years, we're going to be watching you on Room to Improve. Now, you have two other exceptionally intelligent young women beside you. Would you mind passing the phone over to Aoife for me, please?
Morris, now.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Aoife.
Hello.
Hi, Aoife. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, you have a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
But you're going to follow it very well because yourself and Tiana, tell us what your project was.
Well, we basically developed a method of replacing the paint on your car with a two-layered coating that would actually power your car or help power your car through solar energy.
So essentially, your car could potentially run itself, is that right, by the paint in it?
Yes, so it would be a replacement of the paint, and it's two different layers that would then actually help power the electric vehicle's battery, and the battery could then power the car.
So how did you come up with the idea for this?
Well, during Ophelia, a tree fell on the roof, and we were up on the roof with scaffolding, and we were looking at the solar panels. And the solar panels are very thick, they're very bulky. So we ended up just doing research and coming across this. And we carpooled together. So we were discussing this in the car, and we came across organic photovoltaics and thought that it would be a great idea to put on a car.
So similar then to Ava, do you need to run experiments and stuff like that to test the idea?
We did a lot of experiments with a lot of different methods of what we wanted to do. And we tested all of them. And a lot of the times they didn't work, most of the time they didn't work, but then we came across one that did work.
Now, you did this with Tiana. Is Tiana there?
Yes, Tiana is there.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Tiana, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, we were just talking to Aoife there. So, when it comes to actually winning an award like this, what does it actually mean to win the award?
Well, I suppose both of us worked very hard and that we put a lot into it. And just to know that all the work paid off is amazing.
So similar to what I asked Ava there, what's the hope for the product in the future?
Well, we'd like to continue working on this, improving the efficiencies as well. And we're also in the midst of talking with the patent office also. So we would like to continue working on this project.
Now, obviously, this is directly related to the use of fossil fuels and the effect that it has on the environment. Yes. How important are environmental issues to you?
Well, very important, obviously, as it does affect our generation. So it's mostly about making a better future for all of us, really.
All I can say to you three young ladies is an immense well done. It is astounding to me at 38 years of age that ye at 17, 15, 16 years of age can come up with these concepts and not only come up with these concepts, but follow them through, win awards for them and potentially get these products out in the market. A huge well done to you, to all your teachers, to all your schools. And I hope we hear great things from you in the future.
Thank you very much.
Guys, thanks a million.
Thank you. Bye.